approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Please bear with me. This episode may be a little disturbing for others. And if you want to talk to anyone, I have put some links and contact numbers in the description. The information provided here are only estimates and there is no any exact data or exact number of people with autism spectrum disorder. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, it is estimated that 1 in 59 children have identified or have been identified with autism spectrum disorder in the United States alone. Prevalence is 4.5 higher in boys, which is 1 in 42 people, than the girls, which is 1 in 189. The CDC states that early diagnosis and intervention leads to significantly improved outcomes for children with autism. The prevalence of autism spectrum disorder is estimated to be similar globally, with a range of 1 in 160 or 1 in 94 children affected. However, the actual number of cases may be higher due to differences in awareness and access to diagnosis and services across the countries or across countries. The World Health Organization, or WHO, states that early identification and intervention can greatly improve outcomes for children with autism, and it's important for countries to invest in programs and services for individuals with ASD and their families. In New Zealand, the estimated prevalence of autism spectrum disorder is 1 in 66 children. This is in line with the global average, and studies have shown that the prevalence of autism has been increasing in New Zealand in recent years, and likely due to increased awareness and improved diagnostic methods. The New Zealand Ministry of Health recognizes the importance of early identification and intervention for children with autism and provides a range of services and support for individuals with ASD and their families. Globally, the high prevalence of autism spectrum disorder means that it is a significant public health issue that affects a large number of individuals and families. It highlights the need for increased awareness and improved access to diagnosis and services for individuals with autism. Early identification and intervention can greatly improve outcome for individuals with autism, and countries should invest programs and services that support individuals with autism and their families. Yes, there is a significant relationship between autism spectrum disorder and depression. So studies have shown that individuals with autism have a higher risk of experiencing depression compared to the general population. This can be due to a variety of factors such as social isolation, difficulty with communication and social interaction, and challenges with daily living skills. It is estimated, that up to 60% of individuals with autism may also experience depression at some point in their lives. Therefore, it is important for individuals with autism to receive appropriate assessments and treatment for both autism and depression, or to improve their overall mental health and quality of life. My question would be then, for this example or for this information, is how many parents are depressed as well as part of their struggle, as part of their journey with autism? Are there any data? I tried to look for some data. I may have missed some information, but I couldn't find one. We will keep on digging as well. Next, the relationship between autism spectrum disorder and suicide is a complex and concerning issue. Studies have shown that individuals with autism have a higher risk of suicide and suicidal thoughts compared to the general population too. This can be due to a variety of factors such as depression, which we talked about earlier, anxiety, social isolation, and difficulty with communication and problem-solving skills, in addition to daily living skills. So they are both tied together. It is estimated that the suicide rate among individuals with autism may be as high as 9 times higher compared to the general population. This highlights the importance of addressing the mental health needs of individuals with autism and providing appropriate support and resources to help prevent suicide. And it is important for individuals with autism to receive regular mental health assessments and for those experiencing suicidal thoughts to receive prompt and effective treatment. Not to mention relatives and loved ones of individuals may need to be a little more aware about their surroundings and about their loved ones as well. So there you go. This is just a short and sweet episode.
Every tangata fight takiwatanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong.